It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. As we know, we are doing this program that Jesus is the healer. And God heals people today. And I want to encourage you that God is still doing signs and wonders and miracles, and He wants to use you. Today we are going to study a little bit about Moses and how God used him and how he prayed for others. And then if you get a chance, then we are going to talk about Jesus. Yes, as you know, Moses' story is in the book of Exodus. He was in Pharaoh's house. But the word of God says in Exodus chapter 2, He says, when he was grown up, means he became adult, or he was in the Pharaoh's house, but he knew that he is a Jewish man, he's a Hebrew man. And so God inspired him. And the word of God says, if you read in the book of Hebrews, the word of God says he realized and he said, I am going to suffer with the children of God. And he did not want the Pharaoh's luxury and Pharaoh's kingdom. And he wanted to do the will of God. And so in his youth, he decided to follow God. But something happened. When he was out there helping Hebrew people or Jewish people, and one Egyptian man tried to fight with Hebrew man. So Moses comes in and he says, why are you fighting? And then he kill that Egyptian. And the word of God says he looked left and right and he thought nobody's watching. But the word of God says God is watching us from all the time. But he buried that man, and next day he comes and that's two brothers are fighting, Israeli people, and he's saying, why are you fighting among your brethren? Why are you fighting with your brother? And then one man said, you killed Egyptian yesterday and you want to kill me now? And so Moses came to know this news went to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh is going to kill him. So he ran for his life. And the word of God says he was in the Jethro's place for almost 40 years. And then God comes, and when he was watching his sheep, the bush was burning and was not consumed. It's a long story, but as he was curious to see what's happening, and he came closer, God says, take your shoes off because you're standing on the holy ground. And then if you read the chapter 3, God already told him that you have to go and deliver the children of Israel. Moses starts saying so many excuses. Moses said to God, I cannot talk and my tongue is slow of talking. He said, who makes mouth and who makes people dumb and who makes people see and who makes people blind? So that means God was telling him, I'm in charge. I'm going to send you. Still he said, send somebody else. Then God was a little angry, but God said, listen, your brother Levites, Aaron, will come and he will be your mouthpiece. You go. And then he told him what's going to happen. He said, you're going to talk to Pharaoh, but Pharaoh's heart will be hardened. He told him from the beginning. And then he says, if you read Exodus chapter 3, verses 20 to 22, here he says, when you will be delivered, and you will come out with the silver and gold and good clothes, and you will be out of that Egypt. You have to read the Exodus chapter 2, 3, and 4. And you'll get the whole story, what I'm trying to tell you right now. I don't have time to go and read all the chapters. Moses goes there, does almost 9 miracles. And each time Pharaoh says, okay, pray to your God and take this mess away and I might let you go. And he changes his mind, and each time Moses prays and God heard his prayer. Now, the 10th miracle was God was going to destroy Egyptian's first son, or kill Egyptian's first son, or anyone's firstborn. So God tells the children of Israel, that is in Exodus chapter 12, and you have to read 21 to 24, or the whole 12 chapter. And there God gives him the instruction about the Passover lamb. He said, okay, take the lamb, kill the lamb, take the blood, put it on the doorpost top and both sides. When you make the sign, that becomes like a cross. That's a symbol of cross. And the lamb was representing Jesus Christ, was going to be the Lamb of God. As you know, the John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. So the Jesus Christ was that lamb. And they took the lamb, they ate the lamb, and the word of God says they came out of the Egypt. And if you read Psalm 105 verse 37, the word of God says they came out of that place with the silver and gold. And not only that, not a single person was feeble or sick or afflicted. Everyone, they were healed by the power of God. How it happened? As they believed and they put the sign of the blood of the lamb, and the death angel came and passed over that house. But whatever the house didn't have the sign of the blood, those people's firstborn were killed, especially the Egyptians. The point I'm making here, the time they ate the lamb and put the sign of the blood on their doorpost, and as they left the Egypt, not a single person was sick, feeble among the tribe of Israel. Means God's people were completely healed, delivered, and set free. Not only that, they got the silver and gold and precious clothes. And you see how they made the tabernacle using those clothes, and they had all the silver and gold. The point I'm making, Moses did signs and wonders and miracles by the power of God, and God used Moses. And God delivered the children of Israel with silver and gold and no sickness and disease. Same way, if you believe Jesus Christ as your deliverer, as you believe Jesus Christ as your savior, and if you plead the blood of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ gives you everything. Everything means he gives you prosperity, he gives you salvation, he gives you eternal life, he gives you health. Everything comes in a package. When you are a born-again child of God, you should not be lacking anything. Psalmist says in Psalm 23, he says, Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. If the psalmist says he made the Lord his shepherd, and his shepherd takes care of him. Jesus Christ is our good shepherd. When we believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, no sickness, no disease can come to our dwelling. It's a promise. God has called us with a definite high calling. So the Jesus Christ is our Redeemer, he's our Savior, he's our Deliverer, and you have to trust in him. Now, one more point I would like to point out in this Moses story. When you go to the book of Numbers and you read chapter 12 and 1 to 16, the story about Miriam. Now, as they coming out of Egypt, they passed the Red Sea, and Miriam took the tambourine and she was praising God and dancing, and she was doing the Lord's work and encouraging people. God didn't say anything because she was doing good things. Later on, some kind of jealousy came in her heart, and she started talking to Aaron. Aaron, God can talk with us and through us. We are better than Moses. Because Moses may be a younger brother. You are older. I'm younger. I'm the second sister, and he's younger than us. Not only that, he married Ethiopian girl, means heathen girl. So he married heathen girl. And why God should use him alone? He can use us. The word of God says God heard this from heaven. And then God called Moses. Moses, bring Aaron and Miriam at the tabernacle, the door of the tabernacle. And that chapter, the word of God says, Moses was the most humble person in the world at that particular time. And so Moses brings this Miriam and Aaron at the tabernacle. And the word of God says, God comes with a pillar of cloud and talks to Miriam and Aaron. What God was saying, I talked to the prophets in a dream and a vision, but I talked to Moses face to face. And he says, Moses is my servant. So now, as soon as God said this and God disappeared, went again, and right away, Miriam got a leprosy. She became leper. And in those days, leper means untouchable. And then Aaron comes running to Moses, and then he says, oh Lord, Moses, please pray to God. Now can you imagine, this Aaron agreed with Miriam and wanted to go against Moses. But now he says, oh you my Lord, oh Lord, please help me, please help my sister and pray for her. Moses goes to God. What God says? You know what? If her father spit on her, she would be unclean for 7 days. According to Leviticus law. There was a law in Leviticus. So, he said, take her out of the camp, means from the people, and keep her away 7 days, then she will be healed. But if you watch the Moses movie or some other movies, they're showing wrong thing. Other day I was watching, and then Moses goes when she is out of the camp, and he goes and feeds her, and he kisses her, and she has a boil and this and that. That's not in the Bible. When Bible says keep her away 1 week, that means she has to be isolated. But the point I'm making here, Moses loved Aaron and he loved his sister. He was not angry. He was not saying, you were against me and you wanted to go against me, so now God punished you and I'm happy. He didn't say that. He was compassionate and he wanted his sister to be healed. And he goes to God and prayed for her. And God healed her. Point I'm making here. The sickness and disease can come with a sinful heart, rebellious heart, envy, jealousy. All these things can bring sickness and disease. We learn from the beginning. Adam was a healthy man. But as soon as he committed sin, thorns and thistles and sickness and disease and death in the family came. Why? Because of sin. Now so many people might be thinking, every disease and every problem doesn't come by sin. accidents or some other disaster could come. But what I'm trying to say, whatever it comes, the person should come to God and say, Lord, please heal me. If there is something I did wrong, please forgive me. Nothing wrong asking forgiveness to God. Sometimes we do things which sometimes we don't know. We forget. And so we don't remember some of the things which we did. And so the Word of God says in the book of James chapter 5, call the elders of the church and he will come and pray for you. And when you're praying for each other should confess your sins to God. And that means if there is something wrong, if I'm angry with somebody, God is not going to listen to my prayer. So before I pray for somebody, I should have a good conscience. And then the other person, I would say, you please pray and see if there is anything wrong in you, please ask God forgiveness. And then the sickness and disease will go. But people don't do that. People are afraid to ask God forgiveness. And there are people are saying today, you know how to ask forgiveness. God knows everything. Once you believe Jesus Christ, everything is in the blood. Each and every time, if anything goes wrong in our life, we should be saying, why Lord, what happened? If there is anything I have done, please forgive me. See the heart of Moses. Moses was a younger man, younger brother. But when God called him, he was a murderer. He said, Lord, I'm not worthy. Somebody will say, he never asked God forgiveness. But you know, he asked God, he said, I'm not worthy. I cannot even talk. My tongue has a problem. And he was afraid. God says, I'll be with you. So God can forgive your sins and God can use you. Some of the people are saying, you know, I'm not worthy to serve the Lord. The Word of God says, God has called us the unworthy people. Who cannot brag about them? The salvation doesn't come with your good deeds. Our good deeds are the filthy rag in the sight of God. But God says, I have chosen the least one. You go and study all the ministers. Not a single person can brag that I was in the Pharaoh's house. I was supposed to be king. That's why God called me. You cannot say. Moses was, whenever he was grown a man, he says, I'm going to refuse to be the son of Pharaoh. I don't want this luxury. I want to serve the Lord. I want to help the Lord. I want to do the Lord's work. But at that time, you have to wait upon the Lord. But he was not asking God, God, what should I do? He started doing his own power and killed somebody. But God knew his heart. God chosen him and used him. Look at the Paul. His name was Saul. He was killing Christians, destroying Christians, putting them in jail. When God met him and God transformed him, Saul itself said, I don't want to be Saul, means tall and handsome, and I want to be Paul, humble person. And he testified that I was not a good man. I was the great sinner. But God used the Paul. So in May, you might be sitting there and thinking, I cannot pray for somebody. God will not hear my prayer. You are not the healer. Jesus is the healer. Not a single man today can say, I am a healer. If he says that, his ministry will not work so long or too long. Why? Because no one has the power to heal even fly. Our God is a healer. We are praying for people in the name of Jesus. You have to lift Jesus higher. You remember those Siva's sons? They came and they said, oh, Paul is doing in the name of Jesus and we can do the same thing. And they start doing and a devil comes and say, hey, who are you? I know Jesus, I know Paul, who are you? And they ran and wounded with a naked body. The point I'm making, God wants to heal you and he wants to use you as a healer. But you're not a healer. Jesus is a healer. We are just the instrument of God telling others what God has done. Why I'm doing this program? Nobody's paying me. Nobody sent me to say these things. Because God saved me. God healed me. And God delivered me. And God called me to do what I'm doing today. Without a salary, without anybody's help, I'm doing by faith. What the Bible says, just shall live by faith. So just means righteous. How we became righteous? Righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. So if the Moses could do great wonders with just the shedding of the blood of the Lamb and deliver the people and come out of Egypt with the silver and gold and health, the same God can do it today. God has promised everything for mankind. But without Jesus, we cannot do anything. But with Jesus, we can do all things. So I am encouraging ministers and pastors and believers, use God-given grace and start telling people your testimony. Once you start telling what God has done for you, then God will use you for his glory. People are going to see Jesus in you. We want to tell other people, Jesus Christ did signs and wonders and miracles 2,000 years ago. We just studied about Adam, we studied about Abraham, and we are studying about Moses. These are all the people God used. God can use you today. Time is running out, but let me tell you, this program is just designed for you. If you are suffering, if you are sitting there and saying, I spent thousands of dollars and the doctor has no answer for me. I went to town and places to places. I spent a lot of money but nothing is happening. Jesus doesn't charge you anything. If any minister charges you anything, he is not the right minister. We should not be charging anybody. There are some people are saying, give some money and God will do it and sow the seed. It's not in the Bible. People are just saying to make money. I never took money for healing or deliverance. Somebody comes and say, you prayed for me and God healed me. Here is $100,000. Here is $100 or $1,000. I say, sir, no. Freely given, freely give. You cannot sell God's business. So point I'm making, if you spend a lot of money for your child, for your wife, or for you, or you have some other needs, or somebody says, you know, I don't have anything. God has given you everything. And God can use you mightily. Simply say, Lord, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. I want to serve you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, that means you dedicated your life to Jesus. Now Jesus is your Lord and he's going to use you. Now if somebody says, I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior so many years, but still I'm sick. Why God cannot heal me? Why I'm this way? Let me tell you, this is not a God's will that you should lie down on that bed for years and years. This is not the God's will that you should be crippled. This is not the God's will that you should be suffering and spending your money for medicine. God wants to use you for his glory. Now, I don't know your sickness and disease, but God knows everything about you. If you're sitting there and thinking, this man is saying something which doesn't make any sense, let me tell you, a God is a miracle-working God. He raised the Lazarus from the grave for 4 days he was dead. The same God is here. I'm going to pray for you. If there is someone suffering right now, or your child, just for the point of contact, touch that child, touch that person. And I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. Even though you are Hindu, Muslim, Jewish, or nominal Christian, doesn't matter. Jesus Christ is a healer and He is the Savior. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, the people who are listening to my voice or watching this program, let them know Jesus Christ is alive. He is doing signs and wonders and miracles today. He used the people in the Old Testament and He is using people today. Lord Jesus, bless these people, touch them, heal them, deliver them and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Now Jesus Christ already healed you. Try to do the things which you were not able to do before. I guarantee you, even though you might be listening thousands of miles away, but Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God is right there and wants to heal you, deliver you and set you free. The number is on your screen. The email address is there. Please write to us and call us and we'll be more than happy to help you to grow in the Lord. We can send you CDs, DVD, free for the glory of God. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.